You're listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Friday, June 28th. If you're thinking about living on campus this fall, move quickly. On-campus student housing is full, and reservations for the university's freshman orientation are climbing. Both the University Village on the campus west side and the Residential Learning Community on the east side are full. Combined, these provide housing for approximately 650 students. Housing and Residence Life is still accepting waitlist applications and works with incoming students to help them select suitable off-campus housing if needed. Fall semester classes begin Wednesday, August 28th. For more information on housing, email housing@tamu.edu or check out their website at tamu.edu/housing/housing. The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board approved a new master's degree from the TAMU College of Nursing and Health Sciences. This new degree will get graduates ready for upper-level administration roles within the nursing profession. Completion is possible in 3 years with a total of 36 semester hours. Natalie Burkhalter, Canseco School of Nursing Interim Dean, said nursing administration is a high-demand area with diverse employment opportunities for qualified graduates. Annual incomes average over $75,000, with other possible career benefits including bonuses, flexible working hours, and more. Burkhalter said the nurse administrator often manages other nurses within the unit or department, coordinates nursing care of patients, and manages resources for patient needs. TAMU's program is fully accredited by the Texas Board of Nursing Examiners and the National League for Nursing Accrediting Commission. For more information on the MSN in Nursing Administration, contact Burkhalter at 956-326-3110 or email natalie@tamu.edu. Two TAMU students will travel to New Orleans this summer for the annual botany meeting. Rising juniors Giselle Gutierrez and Ebony Rodriguez competed for the travel grant Preparing Leaders and Nurturing Tomorrow's Scientists, or PLANTS, in order to present research they've undertaken at TAMU. The grants are provided by the Botanical Society of America and the National Science Foundation. Both students conduct research on floral development of plants that exhibit heterostyly, a complex and elegant type of plant breeding system. Gutierrez focuses on species of the borage, phlox, knotweed, and mint family, while Rodriguez studies species of Houstonia, commonly known as bluets in the coffee family. They are advised by Dr. Jim Cohen, TAMU Assistant Professor of Biology. The PLANTS program funds up to 12 undergraduates nationwide to attend the annual botany meeting, receive mentoring from graduate students, postdocs, and faculty, and participate in networking events, including a diversity luncheon and career-oriented activities. The grant covers the cost of travel, registration, food, and accommodation. Have you received a card asking you to be a part of the TAMU Alumni Directory? That's because TAMU has partnered with Virginia-based Harris Connect to produce a special directory of all graduates of Texas A&M International University and its previous namesakes, Texas A&I University at Laredo and Laredo State University. TAMU Director of Alumni Relations Yalitza Howard said the professional publication offers a great way for graduates to keep in touch. For more information, contact Howard at 956-326-2171 or yalitza.howard@tamu.edu. Alumni Association information is also available online at tamu.edu/admins/vpia/alumni. Additional information is also available at tamu.edu, where you can access our online calendar and download our mobile app.